Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, it's the Jimmy Durante Show.
Dink, a dinkity, a dinkadoo, a dinkity.
Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and that bashful little butterball, Victor Moore. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, back from Florida, where he attended the wedding of the season, the one and only Jimmy Durante. He's present.
How do you like that? Rockefeller went away on his honeymoon and forgot to turn off his oil wells. Don't worry, folks. He's got to be back in 24 hours. He was married in a rented tuxedo.
Ah, you lucky, lucky schnoz, being at the wedding of Winthrop Rockefeller and Barbara Sears. Tell me, who gave Barbara Sears away?
Roebuck. Who else? Now they're going to settle down and raise their own little catalogs.
Oh, what a lavish wedding that must have been, Jim. You know, Winthrop Rockefeller is one of the wealthiest men in the country.
I'll say he's wealthy. At the wedding breakfast, they serve nothing but money. Tell me, who wrote that? You know, I don't mind the joke flopping, but I hate to face those comedians in the Brown Derby tomorrow morning.
Say, tell me, Jimmy, what...
Wait a minute, I got another line here. And just my luck, it's not on my diet. The doctor says I'm not allowed to have greens.
Tell me, Jimmy, what part did you take in the ceremony? Were you one of the ushers?
No, Howard. I think the ushers were all gas station attendants.
Gas station attendants? Well, what makes you think so?
Well, as I walked down the aisle, one of them grabbed my nose and said, I'll look under the hood and check your oil, sir. I was so burnt up, I walked on without letting them clean my eyeglasses. But the wedding trip to Florida was just a Durante diversion. While I was at the betrothal, I picked up some inside information about President Truman.
You did, huh? Well, what about Truman? Is he going to run?
Is Truman going to run? He ain't building that balcony for Dewey. But you know, Mr. Prune Tree?
What's that?
Mr. Prune Tree, there's been a lot of talk and no action about the new look. Well, if I'm elected vice president, I guarantee one thing. I'll abolish the new look. Why, with the long dresses they're wearing, you can't tell any more if the girls are bow-legged.
Well, what's so terrible about that, Jim?
Howard, at my age, when I sit on their laps, I can gamble on falling true. Really, you must have been living on a candy bar. You're full of the old Nick tonight.
Well, Jimmy, I'm glad you brought up that problem. That would interest the women voters, you know. Because standing here beside me now to interview you is a young lady from the Associated Press.
How do you do, miss? I have your nom de plume, but who may you be?
My name is Hot Breath Houlihan.
Don't stand so close, you just baked my Adam's apple.
I might be able to help you politically. You know, I'm responsible for the third party.
You're responsible for the third party?
Yeah. Who do you think was walking in front of Wallace when he decided to run?
You know, I thought he was a little out of breath when he made his speech of acceptance. But tell me, Hot Breath, what do you think of my chances of getting the women's vote?
Ah, the women are going to go for you, muscles. I ought to know. You're beginning to get under my skin.
I'd better not. It's pretty crowded under there as it is. Look, couldn't we get back to politics, Miss Houlihan? Tell me, do you think I'd make a good vice president?
Oh, I'm sure of it. Why, when I look at you, I can see America written all over your face.
You can?
You're foreign, strong and noble like the High Sierras. Your cheeks, soft and downy like the bluegrass of Kentucky. And your chin jutting out like the rock-bound coast of Maine.
That's a lovely trip around my profile, but you skipped Pike's Peak. Look, Miss Houlihan, why don't you just say in your story that the Randy stands on his record of clean, honest government?
Well, that's all right for the proletariat, but how do you stand on cultural matters?
When it comes to that, I'm a vulture for culture. I have a season pass at the Metropolitan Opera House. Let me tell you about it. Seeking my favorite diversion last night and feeling in the pink, I steps into my plush upholstered hansom. With my two footmen commanding the poop deck and my Arabian steeds going at a gentle trot, we approaches the theater marquee. And what happens? The red carpet is rolled out. My two footmen descend from the poop deck. They open the door and I steps out. Looking up from the gutter, I said, who told you to remove the running board? Picking myself up and ignoring the stares of the hoi polloi, I makes my entrance gallantly into the Diamond Horseshoe. I looks around. Mrs. Van Schuyler is whispering to Mrs. Murray Hill. Mrs. Murray Hill is whispering to Mrs. Susquehanna. And what are they saying?
Is it a bird?
Is it a plane?
Is it Superman?
No, it's a bum.
You see, a vicious rumor's been circulated just because I work in a saloon. They say I'm not fit to mingle in any other circle. That's ridiculous. Nightclubs is just a Mr. Hyde part of me. You have yet to meet the Dr. Jekyll. I'm Durante, the patron of the arts, an opera critic and a man of parts. Last week I went to the opera. I loved it. All but one scene. That's where the 350-pound soprano sings to the baritone. She sings, take me in your arms and hold me close. Why, to hold her close, the bum would have to be curved like a banana. Those opera lovers, or rave at Handel's Largo, why, I've heard better music written by Umbriaco. Now, what I say may sound absurd, but believe me, it's true. I've seen every opera, and I'll name them for you. Tales of the Vienna Rolls, Madame Buttermilk, and the Sextet from Lichy Nuts. I coach sopranos and tenors in their parts, 'cause I'm Durante, the patron of the arts. Now, just the other day, they held a meeting at the Metropolitan in the cellar. They said, Jimmy, we're in a hole. You got to help us out. Stepping up on a soapbox left over from La Bohème, I said, gentlemen, let's analyze this. Now take Romeo and Juliet. Romeo wants to kiss Juliet. But does he say, slip me a smacker, sister? No, he says, give me a kiss, my love. A burning kiss upon the lips. A burning kiss, a kiss upon the lips. A burning kiss, a kiss, a kiss, a kiss, a kiss upon the lips. A burning kiss. By the time the guy's ready to kiss her, the fire is out. Facing the committee, I said, there's only one way to save the opera. Get yourself new lyrics that are very chichi. Like, you can have him, I don't want him. He's too fat for me. They all gave thanks from the bottom of their hearts.
To Durante, the patron of the arts.
A commissura, Durante, the patron of the arts.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Did you know that more than 2,000 different drug products bear the name Rexall? That's a big family indeed, and a highly respected one, too. For in millions of American homes, the familiar name Rexall has come to mean the utmost in quality, purity, and reliability. So for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall. Have confidence in what that name means. Quality, purity, and reliability in drug products. Get them at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug needs.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification. preparation.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Well done, Mr. Petrie. And folks, I'd just like to remind you that there are Rexall stores all over the country, north, east, and west.
You forgot about the south, Jimmy.
Of course, we have Rexall stores in the south, too. But down there, they call them Rexall stores. Durante. Durante, if you weren't so handsome, you'd make a good comedian.
Jimmy, before you go any further, there's a message here for you from your friend Mr. Ripple, the commissioner of Rivers and Waterways.
You mean the guy with the moist voice?
Yeah. He's out of town, so he sent the message over with his little boy, Trickle.
Oh, that's fine. It's good to see you again, son.
Well, how are you?
He looks like a trickle and sounds like a cloudburst. But now, what was the message your father gave him for me? How can your father help me in politics?
Well, he's the guy who married Tom Dewey.
Dewey is right. What a family. With you and your father both talking like that, it must be pretty moist around your house.
Moist? I was 5 years old before I found out I wasn't a duck.
Go ahead with your next line. Toodaloo, say it.
Toodaloo!
You know something, Howard?
You
know, it's lucky he left. I forgot to wear my goulashes today. Now, we now present Mr. Charles Boyer, the star of the Arch of Triumph.
Hello?
You mean to stand there and tell me you're the star of the Arch of Triumph?
No, it's a triumph. I'm standing here with my arches.
Victor Moore. Victor, you cuddlesome, cut up you. You look younger every day. How do you do it?
It's the soap I use. Every day I wash and wash and wash.
Do you really use a lot of soap?
I'll say 2 more cakes and I'm a Woodbury bride.
That's going to be quite a blow to the Woodbury groom. But, Victor, there seems to be a shadow on your suburb face. Unburden yourself.
Well, every week on this show, you sing. Peggy Lee sings and Candy Candino sings. But I've never had a chance, so tonight I'm going to sing.
Go ahead.
All of me, why not take all of me?
I'll bid 84.
I'll bid 86. I'll bid 92.
Since the market dropped, those waste fat buyers won't leave me alone.
Victor, I'd never let them melt you down. But if you really want to sing on this show, I'm the guy to give you some pointers.
You can?
Yeah, I've coached a lot of singers. John, Charles, and Thomas, to name 3.
Well, Jimmy, John, Charles, Thomas is only 1 guy.
How do you like that? I gave those other 2 bums lessons for nothing.
Well, I think my voice should add something around here, Jimmy. You know, I've got a lot of volume. Why, I can hit a note so loud it'll break windows in a house a mile away.
Victor, you're exaggerating. It's impossible for a note to break a window in a house a mile away.
Oh, yeah? Listen. Oh, I'm sorry, madam. I didn't know you were in there.
You know something? I wish it was Stalin's window. We'd all like to see what's going on in the Kremlin. But, Victor, I think you better leave the singing of this show to a gal who really knows her business. Here she comes now, our own Peggy Lee.
Jimmy.
Peggy, it's good to see you. And let me be the first to felicitate you on your opening at Ciro's last night.
Well, thank you, Jameson, but I expected to see you there. And how come you didn't show up, Victor?
I wanted to, but it was the night of my Boy Scout meeting.
Well, what's your excuse, Jimmy?
The Girl Scouts were meeting, too.
love that kind of carrier's job.
Well, opening at Cyril's is really a thrill, Jimmy. When I left the bandstand, I was so excited, I tripped and fell right in Sidney Greenstreet's lap.
Why, Peggy, that must have been awful.
I'll say it was. I was aiming for Cary Grant.
Well, Peggy, Jimmy and I are going to do the town tonight. We'll drop in at Ciro's and see you.
Yeah, and tell the bubble dancers not to worry. I put a kink in Victor's bean shooter. Now relax, Victor, while Peggy gives us a sample of what we can expect tonight.
Love is funny, or it's sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad, but
here's a 60-second story from the Rexall Laboratory.
The typical of the care and precision taken with all Rexall drug products is the spectrophotometer. Until comparatively recently, the only way to measure the potency of vitamin A was by making long, involved, and not too accurate laboratory tests on animals. But today, in the Rexall Control Laboratory, the spectrophotometer measures vitamin A potency instantly and accurately. Vitamin A is placed on the instrument's prisms in the path of a ray of light. A meter measures the amount of light absorbed by the vitamin A, and this in turn measures its potency. The spectrophotometer can't make a mistake. It's your guarantee that Rexall vitamin A products meet Rexall's high standards of accuracy. And it's one more reason why your Rexall druggist can say, you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
So for any and for all of your household drug needs, always buy Rexall. At Rexall drugstores everywhere.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Ah, Victor, we'll soon be there. There's Ciro's right down the street. Put on your dark glasses. I don't want them to know I'm not with a girl.
Well, if it'll help, Jimmy, I'll take a carnation out of my lapel and put it in my hair.
Not a bad idea. Victor, I'm going to park on the street. That way we can save a quarter. I'll back in there between those two cars.
But, Jimmy, you can't park there. The space is too small.
Don't be silly. There's plenty of room. Here goes.
That's funny. I'd have swore there wasn't room enough. Take this fender off my lap and let's go in.
Okay. Our Xavier Cugat. That's what I like. Hillbilly music.
But, Jimmy, we'll never get a table. They've got the ropes up.
Don't worry. We'll get a table. You're with Durrani, the cream of the homogenized set.
Check your things, gentlemen.
Yeah, here's my stuff.
Good. I'll take your hat, your coat, your gloves, your cane, your scarf, your vest, and your sweater.
When she gets to my tattoo, there's going to be a struggle.
Please, miss, may I have my hat back? My head is still in it.
Stop it. Stop it, Victor. Now, what's my technique in getting the table? Oh, Pancho.
Oui, monsieur.
My name is Jimmy Durrani, and I want the best table in the house. Here's two bits for you and the boys.
Qu'est-ce que c'est, monsieur? Oh, Pierre!
Oui, François.
Jean Tupatier, avec pour la fumerie, je vous them two bits.
Sacre bleu, le jour de soirée de la part, je ne sais pas, cheapskate.
Boy, I sure made an impression. That's my trouble, I spoil people. Well, Pancho, what about the table?
Yeah, what about our table?
Voilà. Only the best for monsieur. At Ciro's, we seat everyone according to their importance. Next table back.
Next table back. Next table back.
Next table back.
Next table back.
Next table back!
Well, as long as we're in here, let's wash our hands.
We're in the kitchen. We're in the kitchen. Durrani's surrounded by order. Come on, let's get back into the dining room.
Oh, gosh, Jimmy, we're out of place here. Why don't we go home?
What do you mean, out of place? I came formal. I starched my nose. I'm going to get some action. Waiter, I demand to see the owner, Mr. Hover.
Aye, Mr. Hover, and what are you busboys doing out of the kitchen?
Please,
would
you...
That's enough. Put on your little white coats and get back to work.
Jimmy, what do we do now?
Don't just stand there. Pass me the dirty dishes.
Oh, look, Jimmy, there's Peggy Lee over at the next table. Oh, Peggy, Peggy.
Hello, fellas. Gee, I'm glad you made it. Sit down over here. I saved this table for you.
Peggy, you just came in the nick of time. This is more like it. And might I say, that's a beautiful off-the-shoulder evening gown you're wearing.
Why, thanks, Jimmy. It's my favorite. It brings out my eyes.
It brings out mine, too.
Well, have a good time, boys. The show goes on in a minute. I'll see you later. So long.
Pardon, monsieur. Miss Lee ordered dinner sent over for you. The finest eastern lobster.
Well, just a minute. How much is it?
$27.
$27? That's ridiculous.
But, monsieur, this lobster was flown here from New York on the Constellation.
Take it back and bring me one that hitchhikes. After all, a lobster is only a salmon wrapped as a gift.
Jimmy, forget the dinner. Here comes a Hindu fortune teller. Let's have our fortunes read, huh?
Capital idea. Say, Mr. Fortune Teller, I'm a little curious. Do you wear that veil over your face because you're a real Hindu?
No, it keeps the flies off.
Why, it's Candy Candida. What are you doing as a Hindu fortune teller? Trying to pick up an extra buck?
What difference does it make? Let him read our fortune.
Yeah, this is a gay night, and I'm feeling high, believe me.
You're right, Jimmy. It must be the Coca-Cola. I'm feeling high, too.
Wait till you get the check. You'll be feeling mighty low.
You know something, Victor? I'm glad he left. He had his turban on my coffee.
Was that a turban? I thought his head was unraveling.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The management of Ciro's is proud to present the star of our show, Miss Peggy Lee.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. But before I start, I have a special treat for you this evening. We have with us those two sophisticated singers of songs, Jimmy Durante and Victor Moore.
Come on, Victor. I got a number that'll murder the people.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to start a review for you.
For you.
That's my glee club.
But we'll not start a review off with the customary hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello, Bob. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's a guy going in business for himself.
So to be different, we'll not start our act off with the customary hello. 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 We'll say hello. How are you?
And how do you do?
Long time no see. Hello. How are you? We're glad to see you.
I hope you're glad to see me.
We're happy we're here. Hello, George. Hiya, Jack.
We haven't been away, but we're glad to be back.
Hello.
How are you? And how do you do? Long time no see. Hello. How are you? And how do you do?
Gee, that Rockefeller was lucky to get that girl.
Why was he lucky? He was one of the wealthiest bachelors in the world.
Yes, but don't forget, she had an apartment.
Hello. How are you? And how do you do?
Just a second. Just a second. Hold on there.
Uh-oh. Here comes the boss.
Well, if he can sing bass, we'll put him in the act.
Ciro's hired you, Miss Lee. Please ask these two lowbrow entertainers to leave immediately. And by the back door.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, fellas.
Don't be sorry, Peggy. We planned it this way.
You planned it this way?
Sure. How else could we get out without paying the check?
Goodbye. So long now. We'll be seeing you. We're on our way without paying. We're on our way. Good health to all. Rexall, we hope you're feeling fine. So always call for Rexall, where you see the Rexall sign.
Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores. Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall. Available in Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Touché, Howard, and I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs, and furthermore, Umbriago, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How about you?
That's all for tonight, folks. Victor Moore will be back with us next week. Also, Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, Roy Bargy, the crew chief's quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie.
And Jimmy Durante in person, who says goodnight, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are. And watch for my picture in Look magazine this week. I'm devasticating. Get well, Dora. And get well, Bargy. Get out of that hospital.
This program is produced and directed by Phil Cohan. Good health to all from Rexall.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.